Howdy, folks. This is a season of the Straw Hat Theater. It's what you might call turkey in the straw, some of it. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment time. And when I was a boy, we had an expression that we'd use when we were exasperated. Instead of saying, oh, shaw, or oh, shucks, or something like that, we'd get real mad. We'd say, oh, tiddlywinks. That's about as nothing as you could say, oh, tiddlywinks. I've been reading, though, in the culture magazines lately that the game of tiddlywinks, it's on its way back. Yeah, it'll never take the place of spit in the ocean or any of that, but it's beginning to sort of enjoy favor among gentlemen who wear pince-nez glasses and live it up by sleeping in deep leather chairs at the club, you know. I was reading about it. The dictionary says tiddlywinks is a game played with small colored discs that are snapped into a little cup. Boy, that's just a sort of grueling sport to drive the intellectual into a dither, isn't it? I read in a British paper that the tiddlywinks team at Cambridge or Oxford, I forget which it was, but they've insured their thumbs, their snapping thumb, you know, for $50,000 each. Well, that's the great thing about higher education, teaches you to look ahead there. I mean, a fella could injure his snapping thumb and it'd ruin his whole tiddlywinks future. But this tiddlywinks revival sort of reminds me of something Bugs Bear, columnist, once said. He said, in his neighborhood, the men were so tough that they played tiddlywinks with manhole covers. I don't know. Which brings us up here to Bill Kennedy. Bill, what are you going to sing for us today?
It's an oldie, Pat, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. But I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
You know, ordinarily now, I don't approve of words like he just said, between the you-know-what and the deep blue sea there. Oh, I guess it's all right, because I remember the Rescue Mission singers used to sing on the street corners. They had a song, it went, the devil and me, we don't agree, I hate him and he hates me. It's pretty difficult to find something on which everyone agrees. As the old nursery rhyme says, some like it hot, some like it cold, and some like it in a pot 9 days old, I guess. It's a fact, though. I've never yet found a single person, or a married one either, for that matter, that didn't like double mint chewing gum, you know? And why shouldn't they? That wonderful double mint flavor is delicious to even the fussiest taste. Chewing smooth double mint refreshes, satisfies you. You get a few packages of double mint today to have for the holiday weekend. It's cool tasting, refreshing, wholesome, and healthful. You chew it often, will you? Delicious double mint gum. I wonder what the Jack Halloran Quartet has for us right now. How about it, Jack?
Well, an old favorite, Pat, Lindy Lou.
Honey, did you hear that mockingbird sing last night? Honey, he was singing so sweet in the moonlight. In the old magnolia tree, busting his heart with melody. I know he was singing of you,
my Lindy Lou,
my little Lindy Lou. Oh, Lord, I'd lay right down and die if I could sing like that bird sings to you, my little Lindy Lou, Lindy Lou. Honey, did you feel that south wind blow last night? Honey, it was kissing you sweet in the moonlight. Blowing from the old bayou seemed to say it loved you so. Honey, that's the way I love you,
my Lindy Lou,
my little Lindy Lou. Oh, Lord, I lay right down and die. If I could be that wind a-kissing you, my little Lindy Lou, Lindy Lou,
my little Lindy,
my little Lindy.
Oh, that is a great old song, isn't it? Lindy Lou. You know, while I think of it here, friends, there'll be some fancy eating over the 4th of July weekend, you know, picnics, parties, holiday get-togethers and all. So you be ready with lots of double mint chewing gum to enjoy after all the good eats there. That cool, clean double mint flavor tops things off real delicious. And the healthful chewing, that's such a pleasant aid for digestion after a big meal, you know. And be sure and buy enough double mints so there'll be lots for everybody. It's wholesome, delicious, double mint chewing gum. And now we come to Buttram bonus time. Yeah, Buttram bonus time. You know, earlier this week I was talking about credit and like that, and today, which is Buttram bonus poem day, I got a poem on the subject. It's called The Credit Card. It's written by Dale Harrison and goes like this. Nowadays we do our buying with a card, have our babies take vacations with a card, keep our families well dressed, get our clothing cleaned and pressed, keep our creditors impressed with a card. When they pass the plate in church, they always do, and your pocketbook is empty, don't be blue. Do not let your conscience weaken. Just smile sweetly at the deacon and give the deacon what he's seeking with a card. Some men pay off alimony to ex-wives, to the girls who gave those best years of their lives. They are lawful, legal claimant for their rent and food and raiment. You just make a monthly payment with a card. Your psychiatrist will treat you. Show your card. He'll study your nervous system and your card. He will hear your recitation when you have hallucination. He'll quiet your frustration with a card. Seems like everyone today has got a card. Folding money is the stuff that we discard. It will come as no surprise if some fella really tries to get into paradise with a card. That's our Buttram bonus poem today, The Credit Card. And Marion Morgan has a song about now.
Hmm? Yes, Pat, at sundown.
Every little breeze is sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling and love is calling me home. Cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling and love is calling me home.
That's very fine, Marion. Well, we've got another holiday weekend coming up, the glorious 4th. Yes, sir? You remember that Friendly Double Mint Chewing Gum adds lots of enjoyment to a happy holiday. So you get enough for friends and family and get a little extra for unexpected guests. Everybody likes it. It's one treat you can enjoy all you want of. It's healthful, light, wholesome, double mint chewing gum. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pat Buttram. I think the greatest hardship in being a gentleman is the way it curbs a fellow's natural inclinations. You know? Goodbye now.
Death takes no holidays. Drive with care and the CBS Radio Network.